Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight is draft night in the NBA. We'll have full coverage from 7 to 11 tonight with Andy Bunker and the hardest working man in radio, Mike Connie, live from Stats, where the Hawks are having their draft party tonight. Again, 7 to 11 for the live broadcast of the NBA draft. The party begins at 6:30. You can get free tickets to the party at the Hawks website at hawks.com/fandraft. That's at Stats downtown on Marietta Street, which sounds like a good time tonight because it's going to be an interesting night for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, first night of summer, John. It's going to be warm. The Hawks are going to get a new player. People are going to be excited about this new team and see what it's going to look like. Getting a new stadium, getting a redo with the stadium. Or makeover. That's better. Makeover with the stadium. So, yeah, everybody's going to be out tonight.
And we want to know what you think is going to happen tonight. We have a Vision Computer poll up on our Twitter right now, at 929TheGame. So you go to our Twitter. And don't just vote in the poll, but we do want to converse. We always say this because it's true that, you know, Hugh and I and everybody in the show, we're talking to you on the Twitter during the show. So go ahead and converse in the thread on Twitter. The NBA draft tonight, what will our Atlanta Hawks do with the number 3 overall selection? Well, what are they going to do with it? You can say they're going to pick Luka Doncic. They're going to pick a big man, and we had to just kind of lump all those guys together, Bagley and Jackson and Bamba. They're going to pick Trae Young and surprise everybody at number 3, or they will trade down out of the number 3 spot, and you can vote in any of those at the moment. Early results pick Luka Doncic at number 1. And again, the experts in the NBA are all over the place. Everybody, Hugh, in the NBA is under the impression, I mean everybody, that DeAndre Ayton, the 7'1" center out of Arizona, is going to stay in state and go to the Phoenix Suns. And beyond that, we don't know.
It's up in the air. I've heard a few people say Luka Doncic. I've heard some people say Trae Young. But the consensus right as of right now, it seems like if Luka Doncic is there, that's probably who's the guy they're going to take.
And of course, we don't know. I mean, they could pass on Luka Doncic. Maybe they are in love with Jaren Jackson. And what was it? What was the phrase again that Travis Schlenk used with us on Tuesday, Hugh, about Jaren Jackson, the fact that he has size 18 feet and he's still 19 years old and growing?
He's still growing. Growth plates are still open, John. That's what he was saying.
That was it, growth plates. I'd never heard that term, but it makes sense. Growth plates are still open for Jaren Jackson, who's already 6'11", and if his growth plates are open, who knows how tall he's going to end up being, and he can shoot from the outside on top of all of that. So we'll see what the Hawks do tonight. It's going to be fascinating to watch. And again, 7 to 11 at Stats, live broadcast, Andy Bunker, Mike Connie, full coverage of the NBA draft tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, having said that, let's, of course, the NBA draft is on TV tonight. It is not streaming like the United game was, or the Facebook Braves game yesterday. So, since you didn't watch it because it was on Facebook, here's some of the highlights from Major League Baseball Network on what it looked like for the Atlanta Braves. We begin with Kurt Suzuki doing his thing once more.
And he drills it to left. Hernandez giving it a look, and that ball is gone. Kurt Suzuki with a solo home run. And the Braves are on the board. It's 2-1. Number 8 on the season for the Braves catcher.
See, do you feel me? Like, that's the reason why I didn't like it. Because who is that?
His
I don't know him.
Scott Braun.
I'm not accustomed to listening to you on the broadcast on the daily.
What would happen though if you were watching the game in Toronto and
Chip Carey?
Or what if it was a national game?
Yeah.
What if it was a national game and it was on main Fox?
Well, you know what? I'll still listen to Chip Carey and Joe Simpson because they'll still do the game, won't they?
And they weren't an option. No. What if they weren't an option and it was a national game?
No, but they are an option. They're my option.
Man, you're tripping.
So you're gonna live in Atlanta forever.
How am I tripping? Because if I like listening to my Braves broadcasters do the Braves game, how's that? How am I wrong for that?
You're not.
It's one game.
But how am I wrong for if I'm accustomed to listening to certain individuals do the game, and if I hear somebody else, I don't want to listen to it. That's my prerogative.
But turn the sound down there.
What you mean? I gotta listen to what they got to say.
So if another. Hugh, here's a good example for you. So if another actress played, who's a person in Game of Thrones that's popular?
Okay, I got you a popular one. When they changed the Aunt Viv's. when they changed Aunt Viv's from
I
the
didn't
Fresh
like
Prince.
That. But at the same time, but at the same time, I had to go with it.
So new Becky, new Becky's not old Becky. Is that what we're saying? New Becky's not old Becky.
The role of John Fricke will be played by.
It's like when cell phones continue to change. Do you not use your phone because the cell phones have changed? No.
Well, is it changed for the better though?
You get used to it.
I mean, cell phones usually get better. I'm not saying anything about Scott. So the excitement that is Scott Broad calling a game. What did the ninth inning?
I'm not. There you go. There it is. But it's just I'm not used to listening to him. I'm not used to hearing him. You know,
exactly. It doesn't make it bad or any. It's just different.
Okay.
And it's
I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to get used to it.
We don't have to. Thank God. Kurt Suzuki top of the ninth inning. Braves are down 5-2, and they mount a rally.
Kurt Suzuki hot shot past Solarte. It's going to score Freeman. And the Braves cut it to a 5-3 ball game with just one out. They have runners on the corners. Markakis moves up to third.
Now, I know that Scott Braun's got to play it down the middle, so I'm sure Scott's a very nice guy, and I'm just giving him.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
He's a very good broadcaster.
I mean, when you listen to it, because
it's not the hometown call.
No, that's all it is. It's just like you want the hometown. You want a little excitement.
Yeah. Hey, it's 5-3.
They're getting excited about the team.
Here's Ender Inciarte, top of the ninth. Braves down by two. Ender Inciarte comes through.
Outside, it's a tough play for Travis. He did stop it. But it's an infield base hit for Inciarte to score a run. Nick Markakis comes in. It's 5-4.
And the Braves had it set up. They had two men on. They're down. They're rallying in the top of the ninth. They're down by a run, and Johan Camargo is at the plate. And I am thinking Johan Camargo's at the plate with two men on in the top of the ninth. You're down by a run, and all I can think is I'm coming in the morning, and I'm going to say that
Did you see that rally?
I was wrong again about Johan Camargo. Of course, I'm wrong about a lot of things. I'm wrong about everything. You know that after 5.5 years on this radio station. And I was going to be wrong again, but Johan didn't get it done. And I'm not saying that I was right. This was a fly out to center, and the ball game ended 5-4. But for Brian Snicker, the rally was at least something that he could hang his hat on.
I thought we were going to bite one. I thought Ender was going to hit one out, and I thought Camargo might, quite honestly. When Nick and Freddie came up and got her going, Zook smokes one. It's like, well, we're kind of okay right now, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, well, see, isn't that a telling, though, little sound bite? Because Brian Snicker says, I thought Camargo was going to hit it out. There is a belief on that team that this magic is going to happen, walk-off magic is going to happen.
Yeah, no question about that, John. But I think that yesterday, you know, you look at that game and the day before when Toronto, Culberson saved, the two-run in the first game. When he saved that, but I think that they felt that Toronto felt that there were some missed opportunities there, and they could take advantage of that. And that's basically kind of what it was yesterday. They just got back. The series probably was going to go 1-1. You know, I mean, you know, hey, it happens. It happens. But you still, when you look at this road trip, you still what 4-2? Was it four and two?
Well, the 14 game run against teams under 500, you're now 8 games in. You're 6-2.
6-2. I'm looking to see math is hard, but see, yeah, 6-2. You're still ahead of the game right now.
Right,
so,
with six games at home against the Orioles and the Reds, and if you can go 4-2 or 5-1, I mean, I said 10-4 originally. That means 4-2 in the 6 game homestand coming up beginning tomorrow. I'd like to go 5-1. I mean, and again, I think the Braves are doing exactly what they needed to do. Yeah, you go on the road to Toronto,
and you know they're professionals as well. Yeah. They get paid. They're gonna do their thing. So yeah, not bad.
Isn't it interesting that we're already to a point where the Braves can go on the road to a team in the American League to a foreign country and they split a series and we go, man, that's pretty clutch. I got to say, that's a big change for the Atlanta Braves. A gigantic change for the Braves. And this whole stream thing. Now we razz it a little bit, but there's something to be said for the fact that, you know, I understand that Major League Baseball. This goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. Wants to figure out because the sports leagues. See now, look, the sports leagues don't, Hugh, have any idea yet how the delivery system of their product is going to be maximized from a revenue standpoint. They are lost in the woods, mm-hmm. And so they're stabbing in the dark here trying to figure out how do we deliver our product, maximize our revenue as a business model, because they're not really sure how to do it yet because it's so new to them with the advent, really, of the expansion of cord cutting. And that has changed it's cord cutting that has changed everything for the providers of entertainment and now sports and eventually live news. How do you get that in front of people?
Yeah, and they're trying to figure that out now because there's so many different people. We talk about it now. We got a couple people in the studio with us right now that cable thing, man, it's ridiculous. And the way that they have these tiers and the way that they try to package it to you and the way that they price gouge you. I mean, it's just they're trying to figure out a way to get to the people who are watching TVs in alternative ways. And that's what they're trying to figure out. And they haven't figured that out yet. They still haven't figured they like just like in the news, they're trying to figure out how to monetize the people that read the paper online now instead of actually buying the paper.
Right.
They still haven't and they've been trying to do that for years. They still haven't figured that out. So yeah, it's gonna be a while. And as long as the cable company keeps doing people the way that they're doing them and overcharging them and doing all of that, they're gonna be alternative ways to watch games.
Right, because it's all going to be app-based. I mean, everything will be a smart TV. You're saying if you don't have a smart TV, let me ask you, do you have a smartphone? Virtually everybody has a smartphone. I mean, yeah, there's that grandpa or that holdout who has a flip phone from, 1997. But, I mean, for the most part, I would say what? Is it fair to say, just broadly, Wendy, you would know this, that 98% of people have a smartphone?
If I would just venture to say, but most people, yeah, okay. At least one person per household would
right.
have one.
It would have a smartphone. All TVs will be smart TVs in the not-too-distant future because when I bought my first smart TV like 5 years ago or so, and it was a Samsung, and it cost me $2,000 to buy one. That same TV, actually 5 inches larger, I bought a year and a half ago for like $800. And they're going down in price, and the quality's getting better. And I don't know where we're going to head with this, but it's changing so rapidly that I think the smart TVs and apps, everything's going to be app-based. Everybody's chasing around trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, as far as the smart TVs are concerned, that's the lick nowadays. Like to have like the apps on your phone, like the Netflix and all the other stuff that's already like loaded up to your TV,
right.
That's the way to go.
And to have it, sync to our iPad so we don't even use a remote anymore. We just do everything off our iPad, volume and everything, change the channel, just done on your iPad. So, it's different. It's and the leagues are trying to figure it out. So this is why you have something like this Facebook thing. I mean, there's some money involved in it too, obviously, for the Major League Baseball at the moment, and Facebook pays for this, but they don't know what the delivery system's going to be. I mean, eventually there will be a Major League Baseball, well, there already is, but
MLB?
I mean, there already is. But I mean, is everything on that app? Like, for example, the college football, will it all be on an app or will there be, because college football and baseball and all sports are spread over so many different channels.
Well, like to your point, John, like the MLB app, like I have mine set so that it's the Braves game. So it'll give me every alert. Anytime the Braves do anything, anytime if the Braves are in a game, they'll give me an alert of what's going on in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I get that all day on my phone. And it even you can even go into the app and it has a pitch tracker. Now, if you want to get more advanced with it, you can buy certain features of it, and you can actually probably watch games. I haven't done that, but it'll give me a pitch tracker and everything to let me know what's going on in the game.
Yeah, and one of those cool things is that, and I mentioned this like 10 years ago, and people said, oh, no, you'll never be able to do that, is that you'll be able to actually direct your own broadcast. I mean, at some point, you can pick your director's cut, or you can pick behind home plate, or whatever camera you want to watch, because they'll stream all the cameras at any individual game. You want to sit behind home plate for a while and watch the game behind home plate?
Now, that'd be cool.
Well, NASCAR does that now, where you can be, like, in the car and driving around. They'll just leave it up, and you could be with
yeah,
one driver.
Yeah, driving. Yeah, right? Yeah. That's cool. They've been doing that for a while, though, in NASCAR. I remember they started that at Dover, where when you go to the NASCAR, you can sit over the bridge they have in Dover, and you can see, like, you could punch into each individual driver and see what they see.
Yeah, so that's going to be kind of the wave of the future. But, again, baseball is not alone. They're all trying to figure out what's going to happen. 10 years from now, how are you going to deliver the product? What's the best way to get in front of people? And how do you maximize everything? But, I mean, I think that all sports eventually – I mean, somebody said all sports are going to become pay-per-view. I said all sports are pay-per-view now because you pay now to get those channels that provide the sports, even if it's a monthly fee. You're paying for that right to get it. So it's the same thing. And so it's just a matter of the changes there. But anyway, hopefully that experiment's over for the year for the Braves. Hopefully they don't have to do another one, and we can get back to regular. Meanwhile, regular scheduled baseball is tomorrow night with the Baltimore Orioles coming to town. Man, the Orioles, man, do they suck. They are just awful.
Yeah, they were 20 games? They only won like 20 games?
I think maybe they won 21, I think, number 21 last night. They're like 30-some under 500.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Man, they are bad on every level here. So when that team comes to town, you have to take advantage of that team. You know, we've been that team before in a manner of speaking. Right now, the Orioles, they're not even going to win 50 games this year.
Yeah, but you don't want to overestimate. You don't want to underestimate them, excuse me. You don't want to underestimate them. You want to still take care of your business. Even though they are as bad as they are, you don't want them to come in here and find their mojo.
Right.
You don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and that's the whole key here is that, again, we stay on, you know, stay with your foot on the gas. No matter what happened yesterday, you still want to step on the neck of the Orioles. You want to step on the neck of the Reds. You want to win at least 4 out of 6 in this 6-game homestand.
Keep it going.
Yeah, keep it going. And start to increase that. Because Washington lost last night. And so as a result, and Washington, by the way, lost to Baltimore. The Orioles beat them 3-0.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, they're professionals too, man. You can't overlook those professionals even though they are playing bad. You don't want them to be the team that they find it on. They don't want to get back in their winning ways with. You don't want to be that squad.
Well, remember when they went to Cincinnati earlier in the year and Cincinnati was struggling so bad and suddenly in the first
two games,
the Reds beat them up. Yeah. Right. So we don't want that to happen again. So hopefully the Braves get back home and are able to do some damage here. Again, against the Orioles to open a 6-game homestand against the Orioles and Reds beginning tomorrow night at SunTrust Park in a game that if you're not going to go to the game will be broadcast on TV. On the TV. Not on Don't be looking on Facebook for it. You're not going to find anything there. They ain't going to be there. All right, just saying. Your grandmother will be on Facebook, but not the Braves. Okay?
She'll be on there looking for Mr. Steal Your Grandma.
Yeah, and you'll see, you know, ads for like, you know, crock pot, you know, recipes.
Yeah.
Slow cooker recipes.
Hey, you know what? While you're playing some crock pot recipes, some of those recipes are pretty good, man.
What, where they stir real fast?
No, the crock pot. You know you cook stuff in the crock pot slow. I got some chicken and dumpling crock pot recipes off of the internet.
Recipes? You need more than one?
Yeah, I got to, you know, I got to like to switch it up because everybody likes to put different things in their crock pot.
We could have an argument as to what constitutes a dumpling, too.
Biscuits.
Well, there are three. There's biscuits, there's the round ball German, and then there's the big flat noodle, right?
The noodle's not a dumpling.
Don't tell that to some Southerners who believe that noodle, that big old fat noodle. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get into the dumpling argument. I tell you what argument we will get into. There's news about a quarterback in the NFC South that might be problematic. We'll tell you which quarterback and what the news is.
At the frickin' goal line!
We're going to fill 5 hours of radio. You're going to love it.
And all through the weekend.
Football is easy. Coaches take it hard.
Just let me be a man.
The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, our coverage of the NBA draft begins at 7 tonight. Well, I mean, all right. Obviously, we're going to be, I guess, in a way, covering the NBA draft all the way through. Our show, Rick and John, Dukes and Bell, all the way till 7 o'clock when Andy Bunker and Mike Conney host nighttime show 7 to 11, a special NBA draft show live from Stats where the Hawks are going to be holding their viewing party. And we've mentioned it to you a number of times, but we want to reiterate it again. Should be a lot of fun down at Stats on Marietta across from the right next to the College Football Hall of Fame. If you want to go down, it is free to go. But you do need a ticket, and you have to go to the Hawks website at hawks.com/fandraft to get one of the free or more than one of the free tickets. They just want to make sure that the people wandering in are committed to the NBA draft. And so, again, free tickets at hawks.com/fandraft for the NBA draft coverage and the watch party from the Atlanta Hawks at Stats tonight. Meantime, as we get to continuing coverage, we will have Steve Holman on the show. We're going to check in with former Hawks great Charlie Criss and a lot more. And your reaction, including our Vision Computer poll on the NBA draft, which continues at the moment at our Twitter at 929TheGame. NBA drafts tonight, our Atlanta Hawks hold the number 3 overall selection. What do you think they'll do with that third pick? You can vote. They will pick Luka Doncic. They will pick a big man. That's that group of Bamba, Jackson, and Bagley. They will pick Trae Young, or they will trade down. And right now, half the voters here are saying they will pick Luka Doncic with that pick in the NBA draft. 18% say take trade down. 16% say pick a big man or pick Trae Young. To me, kind of picking Trae Young and trading down go kind of hand in hand.
I think that if you don't have a trade partner, and I know what you're saying because you don't want to pick him that high, but if you don't have a trade partner, if you really want him, then you have to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And that would be, to me, taking him at number 3.
And that may happen. There is news in the NFL as well here this morning. There's some news about Jameis Winston. There was an incident a couple of years ago with Jameis Winston and an Uber driver. Do you recall this story, Hugh?
Yes, I do.
And Jameis allegedly assaulted this female Uber driver?
Female Uber driver did some, I can't remember the exact details of the story, but he made her feel uncomfortable. I'll just leave it like that.
Well, and apparently then he nobody reported it. Jameis didn't report it. The team didn't report it. And reports out of Florida this morning are that the Bucs are bracing for Jameis Winston to be suspended because of this at the beginning of the year from anywhere from 1 to 3 games. And a lot of it is based upon the fact that they did not report this, that they did not tell the NFL in a timely fashion.
Ooh, that one's kind of tough. I mean, that you didn't tell the NFL in a timely fashion about something that I don't think it's been prosecuted at this point. And the last that I heard of it, nothing has come from it. I remember the story, but nothing had come from it. But now you're getting in trouble because basically you didn't tell them in a timely fashion.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
That's kind of messed up.
I mean, the whole incident's not a good look. But
it's
that's,
not. But you know, and I say this. Listen, I know things happen, and it's unfortunate that sometimes, you know, good people get into trouble when they didn't do anything. I understand that. But you can't keep putting yourself in bad positions. Not saying that he did anything, because I don't know. This story was kind of weird when I heard it the first time. Not saying that he did anything. But we all know that when you're if you've been in trouble before for anything, and if you're in a situation where certain things, like say if you're somewhere you don't have any business to be and something happens and your name comes up, you're not going to get that benefit of the doubt. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to the person on the outside looking in, it's going to like there's a pattern. And that's the unfortunate thing about Jameis Winston right now, is that it feels like there's a pattern. Even if there isn't a pattern, it feels like there's one.
And a number of incidents.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's you have to do a better job of policing yourself. And I know a lot of people out there saying, well, you know, well, he didn't do anything. He's probably just, you know, whatever. But you still have to do a better job of policing yourself. You got to be self-aware of what's going on around you at all times.
If it is a one-game suspension, that would mean he misses the opener. By the way, their backup, Bucks backup is Ryan Fitzpatrick. They would miss the opener at the Saints. Now, we talk about that Falcons schedule, Hugh, the first 3 weeks and how brutal it is playing the Eagles, the Panthers, and Swamp People. Listen to this first 3 games. If he misses the opener, Winston would miss a game at down in the Swamp against Swamp People. But the next 2 weeks are home games. But if he misses the next two, they are against the Eagles and the Steelers.
Whew. That's a tough way to start your season off if your starting quarterback isn't in there. But you have to treat it like you treat anything else, John. I mean, it's unfortunate that if he's going to get suspended, that he's not going to play. But you have to treat it like an injury. And that's probably how the Bucs are going to do this. They're going to treat it like an injury and treat it like he's not going to be there. And, you know, just get ready for when he comes back.
What is the best division in the NFL? According to NFL.com, decided to rank all the divisions here before the camp. And they came out with this. What do you think the best division in the NFL is?
The NFC.
The NFC is the best division. Well, it's a conference, but yeah, it's also the best division too. Which division in the NFC?
I was setting it up for you.
I know. The NFC, you are setting it up for me. The NFC South came in as the number one division in the NFL, according to NFL.com. Big story on NFL.com ranking the divisions right now, okay? So the NFC South is number one. Number two is the NFC North. The black and blue division of the NFC North. Number three in the rankings is the it's the NFC West. 1, 2, and 3, NFC North, South, NFC North, NFC West. Number 4, AFC South. Number 5, AFC North. And number 6, AFC West. And so, what, Daryl? You're shaking your head in there. What?
Which, I don't understand.
Oh, he's a Raiders fan.
Okay,
where's
the East rank? Did you say the East, or did I miss that? The NFC East ranks where?
I didn't, the NFC, that's 6, yeah, I gotta go find that out here, hang on.
No, my bad, I didn't mean to throw you for a curveball.
No, you're right.
Why does
my story only say 6? There are 8 divisions here, hang on.
But no, it was a great story, it's a great story.
It was a great story up until that point.
But it's like, wait a minute, where's NFC East?
Well, I know the NFC South is number 1.
Yeah, okay, I give them that, because you look at the team, like three teams.
Why is the story only have 6? There are 8 divisions, I just realized that.
Yeah, you got 3 teams that were in the playoffs last year from the South. I give you that. But I'm wondering what it – well, I guess you could honestly say that the East was probably down, because you only had one team to make it to the playoffs out of the East last year. So, the West, I don't know about the West. The West was kind of weak. The West back in the day what was this about? What when Coach Harbaugh was coaching in the West,
right?
That was a tough division when Jeff Fisher was coaching the Rams at that point, and they were pretty good when they had a pretty good defense and it was physical. The West probably was. I don't see the West being as formidable as it once was. I don't see that because you got the San Francisco 49ers that are down right now. The Seattle Seahawks are in transition. Who else? Arizona Cardinals. They're working with a new quarterback. They're trying to get a new quarterback broken in.
But would you agree the NFC South is the – and, of course, notwithstanding Jameis Winston and a potential suspension, but it's the most difficult – I mean, it was the most difficult division in the NFL last year, right?
Agreed.
Three teams. Yeah, I got you. I'm looking for it. Yeah, go ahead.
I have it. The NFC East is ranked seventh.
Seventh. And then eighth is?
The AFC East.
Okay.
I knew.
So the top six appeared on that. So the NFC East is seven, and AFC East is the last.
I can't argue that. I can't argue that because when you look at the teams that put up the most fight in that division, they're the two teams that came from the Super Bowl out of the East, that went to the Super Bowl. But when you look at every other team, no, they didn't have any representatives. Well, no, Buffalo did. Buffalo went to the playoffs last year. Buffalo went to the playoffs out of the East. But, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see seventh and eighth.
Yeah, have there been two – I mean, you talk about you've got a division here where with two teams in Miami, which won a division title, I don't know, a number of years ago, five, six, 7 years ago, and the Jets, so they just have stumbled all over themselves and can't get it going in any way, shape, or form. But, yeah, the NFC South, number one, because, again, I think there's a belief that when you talk about the best teams in the NFL, that the Falcons, Saints, and maybe the Panthers. Though I got to tell you, this is going to be something we talk about this summer. If you're a Panthers fan out there, look, I got to tell you, you got to show me. You're going to have to show me this year. I think last year was a bit of an outlier. You won the Super Bowl. Well, you went to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, you ended up having a six-win season. Then last year, you bounced back to 11. I can see another pullback again. I think they're kind of doing this.
Well, it looked like their team that at first didn't have any direction. They got rid of some key players, defensive players. But they added some. They added Dontari Poe. Mm-hmm. I think they'll still be in contention. I mean, because when you look at the division, John, I mean, and we look at everybody when they make their teams, they're doing it. It's matchups, and you're trying to find players that match up well with players like the dynamic players in your division. And when you look around the division, regardless of what you say on this side of ball, that side, like everybody matches up with each other pretty good. It's mm-hmm. it's like it's a potpourri. You can just throw them in a hat, and you could pick who's going to win a game on right. any given Sunday. So that's what it is. So, yeah, I think that they'll be competitive. I think that that Carolina will definitely be competitive. The team that you kind of wonder about is Tampa Bay because, you know, last year Tampa Bay was supposed to be the team that was representative out of the South.
And Tampa could be a much better team this year with all the changes they've made.
Yeah, they could be. But now when you're talking about your quarterback potentially being suspended for not telling the NFL, but not in a timely fashion, some information about something that happened in an Uber driver. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Soccer fans, we're going to have a big watch party going on for the game coming up this weekend. 92.9 in the game at SoccerCon Saturday too, from 10 to 5 on Peachtree Street next to Rera Irish Pub in Midtown. You can have local beer trucks, jersey and scarf trading going to take place. Legendary raffle prizes and a soccer watch party. It is SoccerCon Saturday, 10 to 5 on Peachtree. Next to Rera Irish Pub in downtown, and we're going to be there large and in charge for SoccerCon downtown from 10 to 5 on Saturday. When we get back, perfect Saturday, summer Saturday. What are your summer plans? What's the best part of summer? I know what Grant McCauley's first summer plans is on the first day of summer. Got to sell them out next. As we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here on the first day of summer, longest day of the year, most sunshine you'll get all season. And by the way, we're going to be celebrating summer by having a little live broadcast of Dukes and Bell tomorrow from Twin Peaks of Kennesaw from 2 to 7. And they have that Hey Man Ale now. They got their own beer.
I was just wondering, is that the name of it?
Yeah, Hey Man Ale.
Okay, that's pretty cool. What's the alcohol content in that thing?
It's near beer. I mean, it's 0.2. I think it's near beer.
What is near beer?
It means
it's not that strong.
O'Doul, so like, you know.
No, I don't know about that. I don't think they're doing no O'Douls. That just don't sound right.
No, it's Ripier. I think it's.
I don't think. No, not talk. When you talk about Mike Bell and Carl Dukes and I don't know about that. I don't know about
I don't know. Beer. When I was growing up, you could only get 3.2 beer. And now, of course, the beer content, alcohol content is a lot more than that. You had to drink like 22 of them. Never mind. Best part of summer. Is drinking beer, by the way, the best part of summer? A nice ice cold beer?
I would say sundresses myself.
Sundresses are the best part of summer?
I think that the way, from a male perspective, the women dress. I mean, it's summer is like the sundress season, but I mean, I like fall too, because in fall you really have to put the outfits together for the women. But summer, man, with the nice little, like the smells, the perfumes that they wear, and the sundresses and the open toe sandals and all the, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Is barbecue the best thing? Is
barbecue is good too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the best thing of summer, Wendy? Is that, because for me the best thing of summer, right? And, you know, I could be snarky and say the best thing of summer is that it's it means football season's 2 months away. But really the best thing of summer is like sitting at the lake. I love to sit at the lake, sit on the dock, and fish and drink wine and laugh. That's my thing. All right, that's the best part of summer.
Yeah, just being on the water outside. Doing something, whether it's a pool or the lake, anything that has to do with water.
Yeah, I gotta get that pool time, lake time, ocean time.
Being tan, getting a tan before you go pacey way back again in the winter.
See, I don't have to worry about too much of that.
I'm kind of a dark skinned white guy, so
I think the best part of summer, seriously, is just the friends you get to see, friends and hanging out and stuff like that, and it's just warm.
There's just more activities you can do. You could sit on a patio if you want. I mean, you can do almost anything because you are allowed to go outside in the winter. You're stuck and all you want to do is be under a blanket.
Not necessarily. There's some stuff to do here in the wintertime too, because some of those it's technically considered in the wintertime. But the tailgates at the Falcons game be pretty good. They're really good. And to be out there with the people, even though, because it's a weird thing. We get out there early in the morning for some of the games for the Atlanta Falcons, and later in the day it's warm. Like, it's cold in the morning initially when the sun's down. But when it warms up, when the sun comes up, it's warm, and it's a great day. It's a really great day.
Yeah, and everybody's got their favorite season of the year. I totally get that. Wendy doesn't like winter. She doesn't like cold. I like winter. I've always enjoyed winter. I like it when it snows. It's fun to me. I love snow. So it doesn't bother me.
I like it warm. I like to sit at the pool when it's warm. I don't like it when it's so hot that you can't think straight. Like, it's so hot that when you get in the car – your armpits look like somebody just drank through water on them and stuff like that. Now, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look.
You know
look.
What I'm saying? Or when you're walking around and feel like you're cooking a stew in your pants, that ain't a good feeling.
Oh, man, a mercy. We went there.
No, I'm just saying. But you know what I'm – fellas, you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you go in the summertime,
I got a videotape there sometime. Darryl. This show needs to be on television.
It's one of those things, man. Like, that's the uncomfortable feeling. And I once wondered how – guys that wear suits. Now, how do guys with suits that wear suits all day pull this off?
I don't know.
That you can walk around in your suit all day long and not be wrinkled and not look uncomfortable and wear that thing to work all day long. Tell me how you do that, because every time I put a suit on, John.
Oh, man, I go
I'm
hot.
Sweating I'm going to court.
Right.
I'm going to court for something.
But you probably are going to court.
No. Hey, Darryl, that's been a while. Hey, we've moved past that. We do like I talked about in the last segment. We do a great job.
As long as you
stay out of trouble.
As long as you show up for jury duty.
Yeah,
yes.
I finally found out. I got to go to jury duty in July on the 18th. They told me if I miss this one, it's gonna be a problem. So I'm glad you found out. I'm just saying. So July 18th, I might not be here because I'm not missing that jury duty. But no, I mean, it's like in the summer. I mean, you know, it's the opportunity to wear less clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a great time to be out.
Yeah, I don't hate summer. This is my least favorite part of the year because of the heat, you know, and I'm just not a hot guy. Wendy and I are 180 degrees, literally and figuratively, away from each other in that regard. because I prefer winter to summer, but I'm a fall guy. I mean, that's my favorite time of the year is those cool, crisp fall kind of football mornings. Man, that just, they're nothing better to me than that. But I get people who love summer, and I'm not opposed to summer, but the problem is I feel like today, for example, I have to mow the lawn, all right? And I'm not looking forward to mowing the lawn.
You don't have to do anything, John. I mean, you could get somebody else to do it. I mean, you really
well, I
can.
Could. I could pay somebody else to do it. You're correct, you but I'm too get, cheap.
I don't think.
Man,
I think,
they want $60 to mow my lawn.
You know
$60.
What I think, John, you like doing yard work.
Well, I do enjoy
you
doing
do.
Yard work, yes.
You like that. For you, that's like an out. That's like a relaxing.
Yes, it is.
For me, I'm not getting out there. I'm not cutting nobody's grass. I'm not cutting my grass.
But I mean, $60 to cut my lawn?
I'll go ahead and make that. I bite the bullet on that one, but I wouldn't cut it every week.
You got to cut it every week. Man, the stupid Bermuda at this point of the year, with all the rain we have, it grows like 8 inches a week.
And that's why I always flip-flop when I think about getting a home, because like for somebody to tell me in my home that I have to cut grass, because you live in a homeowner association.
Oh, yeah,
right?
would come by and they would stick that little yellow thing on there,
see,
cut your grass, you know.
See, that's the problem. See, that, and that's
or
probably
you're gonna
why.
Get fined.
Yeah, see, that's probably why I probably need to stay where I'm at, because if I have a problem with somebody leaving notes on my door and not coming to me directly saying something or just leaving a note, I'll buck the system. I'll start barbecuing on my front yard just because. Because I want to make people, you know what I mean? That's me. And then I'm that neighbor. So I probably need to stay where I'm at.
You're in your driveway barbecuing?
I'm in the grass in the front yard barbecuing. And I'm bringing all my friends up. Hey, man, don't drive your nice car. Drive that old school to my house and park it out front and make my neighbors like look at me like, what is wrong with this guy? Yeah, that's probably why I don't need him.
Grant's going to go to Jurassic Park tonight because it opens tonight. So that's how he's going to celebrate the first day of summer. I am not going to see Jurassic Park. I've seen it 94 times, but he can report on if it's any good or not. I've seen 88 Jurassic Parks.
You
I
know
don't
what?
See it.
I'm like,
here's a velociraptor chasing after the kids.
At this point, John Freaky, what more can you do with these dinosaurs that you haven't already done? You went back to the island twice before, and then you restarted the park. The park went bad. Now you're going back. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you just leave it alone, you know? Nuke the park, make it good.
Leave them dinosaurs alone. Let them
By the way, Isla Nublar is an island right off the coast of Costa Rica. And if those things could fly, Wendy's going to be like, you know, dodging like dinosaurs. No? They're not real. Oh, they're not real. Never mind. As we continue in a moment, chaos could be coming tonight to the NBA draft, according to one senior writer. Chaos is the word he used. That's next. As we begin our countdown to the NBA draft in earnest on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.